Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If we were the Seven Dwarves, I would be happy and you'd be grumpy.
No!
Yeah.
No, I
think... Well, there's not one called base level of happiness. Yeah. You can only pick one of seven.
Hi-ho, I'm neutral.
Neutrally.
The unemotional dwarf. One of these dwarves isn't making a lot of eye contact.
Aspergy.
Tell you what, he's really into that coal mining, isn't he? Yeah. Goes on about it a lot.
I've never seen such a well-licked coal mine. Yeah.
He just stands next to the track with a little wagon writing down the numbers.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
We're going on tour.
We're watching on... No, let's not do this. Right, so Dead Men Talking, we're going on tour. In May 2023, we're going to 6 venues across the country. We are going to be in
Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. And if you're not from one of those places, travel.
Get a train. Oh, yeah. Shit, don't get a train.
Now the strikes.
Get a car.
Work it out. But tickets are on sale now. They're available at deadmentalkpod.com. Go get those tickets. Come see us on tour. It's going to be live stand-up and it's going to be loads of fun. If you're a fan of the podcast, you'll love it.
You only have to sit through Rob for 3/4 of an hour and then you get to watch me.
Yeah, so if you want to see a live heart attack, come to the tour. Hello and welcome to Dead Men Talking, a highbrow comedy podcast with me, Rob Mulholland, my erstwhile companion, a fat cunt, and not gay Tom. How are you, gentlemen?
I am indubitably good.
Indubitably? That was your attempt at sounding high class?
Yes, indubitably good.
I'm fucking ace.
Great.
I think I did a better job than him on that.
I don't know, actually. No, at least like all the words that Tom used were in the right context.
How very pernicious of you. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you're a member of the Wokerati, it's us and Peter Kay that you've got to watch out for.
Oh, yeah, take that, snowflakes. We're going to remember some stuff from the 90s.
Get up that article. It's in the thing that I sent you. I fucking loved this.
It's so funny, isn't it?
Love seeing this.
Just like the desperate attempts from people on both sides to make everything part of it, like this argument.
So for those of you that missed this...
it's like if an AI spat out a Daily Mail headline, innit? None of the words make sense with each other.
So for those of you that missed this was on the Daily Mail. It's the most classic. They're reviewing Peter Kay's comeback tour, and this is how it starts. One of the greatest comebacks ever.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Dot, dot, dot. the Wokerati will be sobbing into their Che Guevara t-shirt.
It's so funny, isn't it? It's like they've got such this idea of like, their idea of what the Wokerati is like based on the Young Ones as well. It's like quite out of date, isn't it?
How funny would it be though if this was actually true?
Yeah.
And Peter Kay comes on stage and he goes, gender? Fluid? It's the future of...
Snowflakes?
Cancel? Culture.
Who remembers freedom of speech?
How many pronouns? Fuck off.
They, them.
Oh, God, that's
I don't know what a bloody Zims here is. We didn't have them in the 90s. It's amazing.
How can it be them when there's only one of you?
I love the Wokerati as well. It sounds like the world's worst martial art.
Really?
Wokerati.
It's like someone on a horse. Whoa, karate!
Yes.
It's like, hey, whoa, actually, that chop was quite problematic.
No, so, the thing with Wokerati is that you have to ask for their permission before you hit them.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to kick you now. Do you consent? You do.
I'm going to ethically fight six people at once.
Cancelled.
All from a diverse range of backgrounds.
Exactly. Yes. I don't think the Wokerati will be sobbing into their Che Guevara t-shirts because Peter Kay has done some relatively vanilla stand-up.
I don't think people wear Che Guevara t-shirts anymore.
No.
That's not how... Right, this is another thing as well, right? Mm. Is there is a way that you can spot that kind of person.
Sure. It's blue hair. It's an asymmetrical fringe. It's a nose piercing. Yeah. Dungarees from something in Yak. Lucy and Yak dungarees. That's the brand.
Someone who doesn't watch this.
Yeah.
There's a way that you can spot that kind of person.
Yeah.
At no point was Che Guevara t-shirts ever a thing.
No, it was like in like I reckon in about like 92 at university there'd be some guy who smoked
the 70s and 80s and stuff.
I like look there was a lad in my dorms who put a Che Guevara poster up on his first week at uni and we bullied him so hard. We were just like, what a fucking cliche. It was just because it's, you know, it's the ultimate, like, yeah, man, I'm smoking weed.
When I was at uni, I had a poster of Pol Pot.
Yeah.
From X Factor?
Yeah, Pol Pot. Yeah. I wouldn't surprise me if he was in your fucking Spotify Wrapped. That is exactly your taste in music. Well, I just love the show tunes.
Are you sure you're not confusing me with Pot Noodle?
Have we been through my Spotify?
The slag of all singers.
Have we been through my Spotify Wrapped yet?
I don't think we have been through
your
Spotify Wrapped.
What was really funny is, so I've been through it myself already, and we have a little WhatsApp group, and it was pointed out in the WhatsApp group that Rob has this year listened to over 200 more artists than I have songs.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I'll tell you, when you hear this Spotify Wrapped, the Wokerati are going to be crying into their Che Guevara t-shirts when they hear how vanilla this taste in music is.
It sounds like whenever I hear Wokerati, I in my head sing Paparazzi by Lady Gaga.
Wokerati.
Take that. What's the John Peterson one? Take that woke... moralists, that's it. He goes, take that, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
2022 Wrapped. Okay.
Yeah.
Enough about 2022. Let's talk about you. Let's do it, Spotify. Welcome to your Wrapped, Freddie Quinn. Thank
All
you.
All right. Maybe skip ahead
just
a little
bit,
mate.
Come
on. Oh, right. It's like a story, isn't it? You can skip through.
My God. This is like showing me nan email.
This year, you ventured into the genreverse. You explored 20 different genres.
Mine's in the hundreds.
Okay. Rock, hip-hop, pop, show tunes, and bluegrass. And bluegrass. Bluegrass is only because when I do comedy gigs and I have a playlist before the show, that's what that is.
You play bluegrass before your shows?
Yeah, and show
tunes.
Was
it in Heartbeat? Oh, no, that's greengrass.
And show tunes is only because I fucking love them. And what else do you sing along to in the car? Let's see here. What from sunrise to sunset, you kept it interesting. I don't know about that, Spotify. Your morning started with escapism. What the fuck is that?
So like show tunes, so you can like dream of being in a show. I'm just like Orphan Annie, me.
Let's see here.
Just like singing food, glorious food.
It's more like Mrs. Trunchbull.
You seize the day with amped.
I don't know.
I have no idea at all what this means.
Right, maybe just get to a bit.
You embrace the night with relaxing.
Get to the interesting bit.
Sorry, okay.
Like amped music, that'll be like amped. So.
Okay, all that listening added up. 12,720 minutes.
Yeah.
Total playtime.
That's very many, but okay.
People have listened to this with podcast more.
With one song, it was Love at First Listen.
What was that?
Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
See, you loved it.
That's the one Fleetwood Mac song that I like. The rest is utter dog shit.
Okay.
You played it 31...
R.I.P. Kirsty McVie.
You played it 31 times.
That's way more than my number one.
Is it?
Yeah, I think my top one was like 10 times.
And you listened to way more than me.
Well, yeah, I listen to a lot more music than you.
Wait a minute.
So you like a variety.
So if I've listened to Spotify for 12,000 minutes, most of that is podcasts. So I would say there's only about 3,000 minutes of music.
Oh, okay, right.
So 31 times Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. If it's a 3-minute song, it probably
Most Fleetwood Mac songs are not 3 minutes, mate. Like they like to spread out.
It probably accounts for about 10% of all listening.
Easily. Yeah.
It's a great song.
And then 70% of the Rent soundtrack.
Okay, now I don't know if Spotify's cutting me off here. You played 743 songs.
Okay.
But you played these again and again.
Yeah.
And again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like me. Your year can't be contained in a playlist, but we tried anyway. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
You listened to 498 artists this year, but one rules your world.
Who is that one?
It's got to be Meatloaf.
Bo Burnham.
Were you feeling a little anxious after lockdown, were you? You fucking pussy.
To be fair,
Bo Burnham.
That Bo Burnham song about the internet is fucking ace.
Bo Burnham's great. I'm not dissing Bo Burnham, but it's also what a 13-year-old girl would have at the top of their listening.
Well, how else do you groom them?
He's going to be entertained on the way to the forest.
He's going on TikTok in his DMs. Do you like Bo Burnham?
You like these artists
much. Feelings. I was sad when I was locked down in my mansion with my beautiful model girlfriend.
You like these artists so much, we put them on the cover of a magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's very nice of them.
Yeah, that's what they did on everyone's.
All right, shut up. Bo Burnham, Queen, Pink, My Chemical Romance.
Are you all right, mate? This is like a... If you found this on a 13-year-old girl's playlist, you'd be like, she is going to cut herself.
Yeah. And
this is an emo lesbian 13-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Can you guess what my fifth one was?
Show me your wrists. I want to see your wrists are all right.
Look like an endangered tiger.
Looks Burnham, like he's been counting down a prison sentence on his arm.
Bo Burnham number one. Queen number two, Pink number three, My Chemical Romance number four. Can you guess what number five is?
I'm going to go busted.
Lady Gaga.
Right. Number five was Fleetwood Mac.
And he hates Fleetwood Mac.
That one song that I like, I listened to it so many times, it was enough to push it as my fifth biggest artist for the year.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty brutal, isn't it?
See, mine just standardly varied between the tweeest indie pop and the most hardcore gangster rap.
You spent 7,946 minutes listening to podcasts. So I spent 12,000 minutes, 8,000 were podcasts.
Fucking hell. Most of that's us.
Yeah.
So he listens back to the episodes.
So almost 8,000 minutes you spent just listening to yourself.
My top artist is me.
Yeah, that's probably right. That's genuinely
just and you didn't like it because you're always coming back with notes about what's wrong with it.
He's always miserable. He spent 8,000 minutes going, oh, bloody hell. That sting's not right.
I'm my own favourite artist.
Literally your own worst enemy.
I can't believe your top artist is you.
All right,
I can't believe anyone's top artist is you.
So this might actually be the most narcissistic thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Insane.
Yeah.
Does it have specific how many you listen to this podcast?
So, oh my God, this is so bad. So my top podcasts one is Dead Men Talking.
Is number two Pigoted?
No, number three is Pigoted. And Pigoted finished in March.
It only existed for 3 months of the year.
What's is number two have a word?
Two to have a word.
Two-fifths. Of, I don't listen to that shit. Two-fifths of my fucking Spotify Wrapped is me. Wow. Okay, I need to make changes. So
how many minutes did you listen to Dead Men Talking specifically?
It'll say in a minute.
He's going to be our top listener.
Have you got a tattoo?
So fair, the guy with the tattoo does look a lot like him.
Number one is Dead Men Talking.
Yeah.
Number two is British Scandal. If you've not listened to that yet, it's right. Fucking banging.
I bet you're in that as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
The Scandal of the Missing Scotch Egg.
So I only it's with Alice.
Wow, there's crumbs in a beard, but whose is it? Mine.
So it's only Alice. It's with Alice Levine, who I like, and then Matt Ford, who I can't stand, but I just, you know.
Right. So your second favourite podcast is the first one that isn't you, and you hate half of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, like this podcast.
But yeah. Pigoted is third, even though it's not been, you know.
Yeah.
Hunting Warhead is fourth. That was about paedophiles.
Right. I thought it was going to be Warhammer then.
And again, you're in that one.
Yeah. And number five is the Totally Football Show.
Right.
So let's see how many.
I don't listen to podcasts on Spotify, but I would reckon probably Behind the Bastards was my biggest last year. I listened to a lot of that.
Okay.
Quickly Kevin, big fan of that.
Quickly Kevin is great.
So can you remember? Can you remember how long I spent listening to podcasts?
7,500.
8,000 minutes. Can you remember how long I spent listening to podcasts? Listening to Spotify 12, overall, 12,000.
Yeah.
12,000 minutes overall. Uh-huh. 8,000 minutes listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
4,133 Dead Men Talking.
A third of your total listening
is listening to me. I pay a tenner a month.
If you want the files for free, you can have them, mate.
They're in the Google Drive.
I've spent 120 quid this year listening to my own voice.
Never mind that. I'm still a £1 Patreon.
God, what a waste of time.
You fucking psycho.
Oh, my gosh.
4,000 minutes.
A full third of it was is me listening to yourself. Right, good point, Freddie. Well done.
Oh, my God.
That's 66 hours.
Yeah.
Almost 3 days.
Three days of your life.
Listening to myself.
Listening to yourself.
That's the commitment I have to this podcast and to making it great. Yeah.
To listening to yourself.
Do you know what, though, as well? It doesn't show you how much I listen to Pigoted.
Yeah.
But that might well be another...
Another 2,000.
It might be half of my total listening was just me.
And I can tell you for a fact, mine was 0%.
Fucking hell, man.
Are you a little bit worried about yourself now?
I'm a little bit, honestly.
This feels like, you know, a wake-up call.
Yeah, this is probably...
If you're going to have a wake-up call, have it about something else first. Don't make this... Don't have a wake-up call about this.
The Qatar shirt should have been the wake-up call.
No. The fat wake-up call was when Clint Margera tried lifting me for real and couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, because he did a couple of comedy, ha-ha-ha, we can't lift you ups.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we'll do one for real. And he literally couldn't, even when you jumped a little bit to try and help him.
Yeah.
And I've seen videos of him picking up massive blokes and putting them through tables.
Yeah.
And he literally couldn't.
Soft ass. Time to meet your listening personality.
Yeah, narcissist.
No.
It's just a picture of Freddie looking into a lake, getting mystified by his own reflection.
The replayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
I always say this is the person you listen the most to, and he just opens up your camera.
Oh, my God. So FTLU, it's put at the bottom. So it's familiarity, timelessness, loyalty, uniqueness.
Yeah, you are very loyal to yourself. That is true.
It's a bit fucking sad, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you have access to like all recorded entertainment in history.
Yeah.
Like,
and you also have access to our podcast anyway.
Yeah.
At any point.
And like you're on it now.
Yeah. So really, you can double that time because you've got headphones in.
Yeah, I get enough of this podcast whilst I'm in it. You know, I feel like I'm done. I've experienced the episode by being here.
Yeah.
That's mental. That is genuinely fucking mental and quite scary. Yeah,
you genuinely look a bit like worried.
Yeah. This is right. Okay, so the Clint Margera thing was a wake up call for being fat. This is a wake up call that I'm probably maybe a little bit self obsessed.
I'm looking forward to next year when you don't change at all.
Yeah. It's going to be worse next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Will have made more minutes.
Yeah. I can't believe that. Why am I paying for premium?
Do you not want to listen to adverts in the middle of us?
Unless I'm in them.
Yeah. That sounds good. I might order myself a little Manscaped, putting in the code, even though you got one for free.
Buying tickets to your own tour.
Yeah, that's where the tickets are gone.
Speaking of which, something very funny happened today. Yeah. So the first person who got the tattoo.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Probably. Isn't his name like Taser?
Can't remember.
Something like that.
Really like him. But he's got
let's go with Taser.
We'll go with Taser.
He's got a funny name.
It's what you're going to need to stop him racing us.
So the main
we are going to take cattle prods to these live shows. We don't want you scum anywhere near us.
So the main benefit of him getting that tattoo was we said you could get tickets to any show whenever you want.
Yeah.
The tickets went on sale today at Patreon pre-release and he bought 2 tickets.
Nice.
Amazing.
Nice.
I mean, cheers, but like we literally would have given you them free.
But remember, the second person does get to stand in front of him, so I'm
that
hoping they go
true.
To... He's going to the London show if you're watching.
That offer is open. If you're the guy with the second slightly worse tattoo, then you are able to go to that show and stand in front of him. We'll give them a free ticket, shall we?
Yeah. We'll give him the money that the first person paid.
We'll present it in front of him in the queue.
While he's stood in front of him.
Not including the booking fee. But
there's your £30, sir. Oh, that'd be really funny. Yeah. I'd be happy to do that as well. Fucking hell.
So, you know, thanks, you fucking idiot.
So everyone who's bought tickets so far.
Yeah, they're selling very well. Hopefully by the time this is out, we might have sold a show out or something. I don't know. Google it. Go to deadmentalkpod.com. See if there's any tickets.
At the time of recording now, it's literally just pre-sale. It's the first day of pre-sales for Patreon only. And we've sold over 150 tickets by midday, which is far and away what we thought that we were going to do. It's a really strong start. We've got probably about 1,000 tickets to sell, something like that. Thereabouts. 1,200 maybe.
So I think these shows are going to sell out. Maybe not Glasgow. But
Glasgow's already looking like the one that's going to let us down.
Yeah, there's always going to be one. So if you are Scottish, go to Glasgow. Bring friends.
Oh, you know what? So we've got an editor who said he'd come to one of the shows. He's coming all the way from Plymouth. Yeah. And we said we'd give him a free ticket. Should we give him Glasgow?
We're not covering travel, mate. I'm down. Yeah.
It's fun being a comedian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like it. I don't know if you do, but I really like it.
What do you mean you don't if I do?
You fucking hate being a comedian.
I love being a comedian.
I mean,
the hours are brilliant.
You moan about it a lot.
What do I moan about? When was the last time
you
moaned
about, like, I would say 70% of your gigs at least.
I'd say about 20, just before we started this podcast, you moaned about something that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Oh, the arena show.
Yeah, you were just saying how you weren't really looking forward to it that much. And I was like, I am, because it's going
to
be fun.
I'm looking forward to the party afterwards.
Exactly. So you don't love it, you don't like it that much. Like, I like doing comedy, it's fun.
Really?
Yes.
So you like getting in your car, getting in that little lilac fucking shitmobile and driving to Hull to perform in front of a bunch of, let's be fair, blithering retards.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really enjoy comedy. It's really fun.
Really?
I really like doing it.
What about when the gig's shit?
Yeah, still, like, you know, like, most of the time you can make something out of it. If it's, like, if it's unplayable and horrible, then, yeah, that's not as fun. But, like, I still love it overall.
Right, your bars for satisfaction are way too low.
I don't
your
think they
bars
are.
For being happy
I'm literally
so
doing
low.
My dream job.
You're, like, no. You're, like a thick dog.
Right.
Like, and you give it, like, a fucking bit of plastic to play with or something like that. And it's like, oh, this is bubble wrap. That's what you are, a baby with bubble
you're
wrap.
You're a depressed, obese old donkey that doesn't work on the beach anymore. And it's just like, no, I won't have any joy.
No, I get joy.
No, you don't.
But it has to be, you've really got to work hard for it.
You never have joy.
I do have joy.
What brings you joy? That isn't poached eggs.
Oh, I was going to say making a really good meal.
Yeah.
So what brings me joy? Really nice gigs bring me joy.
Uh-huh.
Like good gigs where the crowd are fucking like really up for disgusting humour.
Yeah, but not too much. Because, you know, you've also told me you don't like it when crowds are too enthusiastic.
Oh, right. Okay, so sometimes when... Right, you won't have this problem, Rob, but sometimes I do too well.
Right.
That's why I start doing stuff.
When I do too well, audiences sometimes start enjoying the setups, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
When audiences start to enjoy Freddie's comedy, it's like, this is weird.
No. You're allowed to enjoy it.
Stop putting me off.
You're allowed to...
What's that noise you're making at the end of sentences?
Same way you treat sex.
You're allowed to enjoy it.
He only does comedy to children.
And no one's consented to be there. Yeah, I only do stand up when it's a room full of people shouting, no, stop. Duffy, that's what I do comedy to.
God, that's not going to stop. We're going to end up putting that on a fucking t-shirt.
We're not making that.
Can we combine it with bummed or unbummed? Just unbummed.
Duffed or unduffed.
No. Well, the reason that I bring this up is because, are you aware of the popular website Fesshole?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I've had many things published on there, some true, some not.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
What sort of stuff have you had published on
there? I talked about my Scrabble addiction on there. Mm-hmm. That was a true one.
Okay.
I made one up about stealing a lot of laptops.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I've done quite a few.
It's just like a giant creative writing workshop, basically, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes I just get pissed. I read something like, that's funny. I'm going to make one, and then I do one.
Yeah.
Should we submit one right now? See if we can get it on there.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you submit them? You're onto the website.
Yeah, I just got it now. Twitter. Right, what should we do?
Let's do one about Freddie going to a children's birthday party and eating all the cake.
Why don't we do one that's been talked about?
Yeah.
On the podcast.
All right. Threatening someone with a knife because they were shagging your property.
Let's not submit anything.
I wrote a sitcom script.
You're a dick.
About transitioning. Despite just being a fat man.
You're a dick. What's your confession?
Well, we can do anything.
I once wrote a transphobic sitcom.
It's not... Shut up.
It's very transphobic.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
If you want to see how transphobic, go to patreon.com.
Trying to make it. Stop you, stop typing.
Patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. £3 a month. You can read. You can watch us read Freddie's transphobic sitcom about how much he hates trans people.
Oh, no. I tell you what we should do.
I'm sexually attracted to Muslim women.
No. I tell you what we should do. We should do the my first ever wank. I cleaned the semen up.
I've already submitted that. It's already been published. I think it has. I definitely submitted it. I don't know if it was out.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
We can't talk about that. That was a Patreon.
What, are you spraying your little teenage jizz everywhere?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Are you embarrassed?
Embarrassed.
About feeding your parents your cum.
Did not feed my parents cum. Just...
I mean, did...
Watch the Patreon if you want it. What about we do something about the shit dick competition?
I know. Yeah. I know. What about if we do, I got my favourite podcast tattooed on my arm and my girlfriend keeps asking what Dead Men Talking is.
Oh, this is lame.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Oh, like, well, it's so obviously like, we were doing about my podcast that people should listen to. Come on, let's just fuck with them. Like, it doesn't have to be about us.
All right, well, you think of one and I'll shit on it. How about that? Go, Rob, go. Make an idea now. Go.
I'm a big fat cunt and I rate babies. Do that.
Oh, right. That's not good. That's going to definitely go through the quality control, is it?
That's a good confession.
I'm a big fat cunt.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it.
You said that bit. That was close enough.
Because that's prime for getting clipped up and stuck as a fucking gif.
Yep.
And then post anything on Twitter without somebody being like, I'm not saying it.
Like what?
No.
Like what?
No.
Like what?
No.
Yeah, I think it's best if we subtly do it. I think we have to think about it.
Yeah.
And then if our listeners can guess what it is and they tag us in it, then that'd be good for the podcast, I suppose.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're going to do...
All right, we'll do one off air.
And we're going to do one off air.
But it will be there will be something that's been said on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, our listeners will be able to get it.
Yeah.
We'll do some reference. We'll do it so that it's out when this episode is out.
All right. Oh, it's got to have bummed or unbummed in it somehow. Like a really subtle, unbummed word. Yeah.
Okay.
I once sat on a chair leg in a and fell in a swimming pool.
Sat on a chair leg.
I know what it is. I brag to my friends that I love anal sex, but the truth is I am unbummed. Submit.
Right, okay, that exists now.
Yeah.
If you can find it, let us know.
Yeah, just tag.
Tag at Dead Men Talking on it. Right, now the reason that we got onto Fessel is because somebody sent this into Fessel.
Yeah.
Go onto the emails, Tom.
Yeah.
Go onto the attachment. Attachments.
Yeah.
I do stand up professionally. I don't like being on stage at all, even when it's going well.
Because it's going too well.
Being a comedian... Right, okay, so right now it sounds like me, maybe. Being a comedian...
The next bit, I ate a full tray of cream eggs.
Being a comedian makes me very anxious, stressed and unhappy.
Uh-huh.
That's not me at all. I'm not anxious, I'm not a pussy.
You're not anxious or stressed. You're not anxious, but you are stressed and unhappy, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not unhappy, I'm just at my base level. And I'm always stressed anyway because
your base level of happiness?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's unhappy. The base
No, because happiness is relative. Come on, we all know this.
So you think unhappy is going below your base level?
Yes.
You're neutral.
Yes.
Right, okay, yeah.
So everyone's
like
got
a depressed
person.
So
everyone's got a neutral level of happiness, right?
Okay.
Now my neutral level of happiness
is very unhappy.
Is very low.
Very
right?
low.
It's very low, but that's how I operate most of the time.
Yeah.
Right? Now your neutral level of happiness might be a bit higher. That's fine. Yours is probably a lot higher, Tom.
I'd say mine fluctuates wildly. I've got a very wide range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for you. So
what you're saying is your normal level of happiness is lower than most people.
Yes.
But you wouldn't say you're unhappy.
No, because...
Right, you're just less happy than everyone else.
No. Because everyone's got their own level of
happiness. Which is higher than yours, or happier than yours.
But I'm not unhappy. This is just how I am.
You're just less happy than everyone else.
Shut up. It's like, you know, people have got different tolerances to spice.
Right.
And for some people...
And you're wandering around Piccadilly Gardens off your nut.
Right. Some people...
So you're lemon and herb, whereas I'm, like, extra hot.
Yeah.
No. I'm extra hot.
Right.
And so something like lemon and herb doesn't even register.
So extra hot is fucking miserable.
Right, yeah.
All right.
So it's got to be super fucking hot for me to feel anything.
Right.
Whereas
right.
you're a little fucking Tommy Lemon and Herb.
Right, yeah.
And you're walking around in any little zing fucking hint of flavour, you're like, oh, that's a little bit of happiness for me. But I can't feel that shit.
Okay, right, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you're quite unhappy, mate.
But I'm not, though. Everyone's got a different level of happiness.
That is higher than yours.
What, sorry?
That is higher than yours.
It's just different.
It's just different.
To be happier.
It's
just a different thing.
It is better to be happier.
In the Seven Dwarves, I'm happy. If we were the Seven Dwarves, I would be happy and you'd be grumpy.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think...
Well, there's not one called base level of happiness.
Yeah.
You can only pick one of seven.
Hi-ho, I'm neutral.
Neutrally.
The unemotional dwarf. One of these dwarves isn't making a lot of eye contact.
Aspergy.
Tell you what, he's really into that coal mining, isn't he? Goes on about it a lot.
I've never seen such a well-licked coal mine.
Yeah. He just stands next to the track with a little wagon writing down the numbers.
Is this you trying to make a joke about how I'm autistic?
You are autistic.
I'm not autistic, and that is offensive to all aughties.
That is true.
Yeah, because they don't want to be associated with you.
Yeah.
Do they call themselves aughties?
I don't know, but it's your your word. You call yourself what you want, you know? No one can say anything to you, mate.
I think that aughties is a nice little word.
Yeah, that's all right.
Aughts. Yes.
What?
Aughts.
Yeah, aughts.
Aughts and crosses, because you're always cross.
Yeah.
Is that what you went for, aughts and crosses?
I admit it was a reach. Everything's a reach for me, though.
Because he's little.
Because I'm only little.
Anyway.
So you're miserable, anyway.
I just love being around comics, having loads of free time and not having a boss. Now, there's one sentence that, well, one subordinate clause, actually, it's main clause, one main clause there that is lets you know that it's not me.
Yeah, I love being around comics.
Yeah. I cannot think of anything worse
than
being
around comics. That's
your least
favourite bit in a comedian, isn't it?
That's my least favourite bit. If we all had separate dressing rooms, I'd love comedy.
Yes, again, I really enjoy hanging out with comics.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Right, look, so I'm lucky that I've got comics who are my friends and also other comics who are, like, good acquaintances.
And many, many more that are your enemies.
But they all live
sometimes
in London.
Sometimes they're a colleague and an enemy at the same time.
They all live in London. It's not a problem, do you know what I mean? I've got colleagues who are mates, comedians who are friends of mine, and I like hanging around with them, right? But the majority... Look, I'm not actually that bad when it's in a dressing room of people, right? Because it's three other people, that's fine. But what I fucking hate more than anything in the world is a group of comedians who all only know each other from comedy that are all in a social setting. It is fucking... And that's all Edinburgh is. It's fucking torture.
Yeah, so I just like hanging out with fun people.
No, because the thing is when you
I'd love to do it one day.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I like it.
When you get a load of comics...
I've got a lot of friends who are comedians. We all hang out. We have a nice time.
When
talk
you get...
about how nice it is not having a big, fat, miserable cunt with us.
Nah, you see, the thing is you think you've got a lot of friends, but you don't. What it is...
Right.
...is, okay. is your base level of friend is a lot lower.
Yeah, sure.
So sure. You'll just count anything as your... Again, like a friendly dog. Uh-huh. Like anything that pets you or gives you a compliment, you're like,
just nice to other people.
I've got friends, mate. Yeah. Whereas I am more like, I'm more discerning.
Right.
You've really got to get to the... Yeah,
like the Unabomber.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd say that
just
as a compliment.
Alone in the woods. I'm very discerning.
Do you know what? The life of the Unabomber, being alone in the woods working on stuff, is... That's heaven for me.
Yeah. Happiness personified over here.
Whereas you're just walking around like a simpleton, just making friends with things.
Oh, what a simpleton, enjoying life and having nice experiences, doing the job I'm incredibly privileged to do.
Because you're not seeing the world for what it really is.
I mean,
a place to bomb.
Exactly. Yeah. It's loads of little places to blow up.
Yeah. No, I totally see it. I see there's loads of sad stuff happening all the time, but, you know, you can only choose what you can't affect everything, so you've got to just try and find joy where you can, innit? What's the point of life except enjoying it? There isn't one. So, you know, cheer up.
You're so wrong.
So you don't think enjoying yourself is...
It's like a good thing.
Look, provided it's done...
On your own in the woods with a bomb.
I was going to say, provided it's done in moderation then, and I realised that you two might jump at me for that one.
For saying only have joy in moderation. You don't want to have too much joy.
Yeah, no, you don't. Because if you have too much joy... If you have too much joy...
I think you should try and get as much as you can.
No, if you have too much joy, what happens is your base level becomes joy.
That'd be horrible. Being joyful. What an awful state to be in.
Faye, did you just learn the term base level this morning?
Yeah, just your word of the day calendar.
It's just, it's the best way of explaining that we've all got those...
Base levels.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And some are just different than others.
Yeah, worse. Sadder.
But it doesn't mean that I'm sad. It just think about it this way. It takes more to get me happy, but it takes more to make me sad.
Right.
I also don't think that you understand the word bass very well, because when we read that script, you said you were in a bass bar and then Chuck Berry came on.
Yeah.
Do you understand the word bass?
Bass is in B-A-S-S.
It's just a joke. I realise they're just two different words. It's just a little play on the words. Like,
I don't know if you listened to the bit about my Spotify playlist. I'm not really a connoisseur.
No. Right. It's all right. You'll get to the script episode soon and you can listen along to that. Are you going to listen to that in your little playbacks?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Yeah,
okay. No. That's one that I'm not going to listen to because I'll die of cringe.
I do. On that, though, I do think you should try and get as much joy as possible because the world is miserable and life is hard. So you don't need to go looking for misery. It's going to find you.
Yeah,
so you might as well try and look for joy and happiness wherever you can.
Joy's ace.
It's really good. Yeah.
I
think it's nice.
I disagree. So back
I used to go with a girl called Joy.
Yeah.
She was happy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Back to the Fessel thing. I do stand up professionally. I don't like being on stage at all, even when it's going well. Being a comedian makes me very anxious, stressed, and unhappy. I just love being around comics, having loads of free time, and not having a boss.
Yeah.
Now, Let's see if we can narrow that down.
Yeah, to be honest, this could be a lot of people, and I would say to any one of them who relates to this, just go get a fucking job.
Yeah,
just be a promoter.
Yeah, you know, be a manager of a comedy club.
Yeah, just do something else. Like, yeah. Comedy's hard when you love it. Like, I love it. Like, I love it on a like a ridiculously like deep level. It's like, and it's
hard as fuck. I'll tell you what this is, and maybe I was the only person that thought of this, maybe not. It reeks of middle class.
Oh, God, yeah.
I hate comedy, but I don't like the idea of working.
Well, I think being bitter about comedy is very middle class, because like, I had fucking jobs, like, you know, I used to work in a warehouse. Like, yeah. Being a comedian is ace. Like, I've had loads of shit jobs. I really appreciate how good my life is now. Yeah. You know, like, on the way here, I drove past some gardeners, and I used to do that, and I saw how freezing it was. And I was like, I'm just going to go sit in a room and have a chat to a couple of people who are, admittedly don't like, but you know, like, it's fucking brilliant. What a privilege. Lucky. Yeah,
I used to I'm trying to think of the worst job that I've ever had.
Yeah,
delivery driver during the pandemic was pretty fucking shit.
Yeah, you were pretty miserable then.
That was dreadful.
And it was especially bad because you're in a group chat with me and Brennan, who were not sympathetic to your plight.
It's just
he's texting about his little shift and we're just pissing ourselves. I'm gonna go.
It's also as well, it was a delivery driver for Iceland.
Yeah.
So everything is frozen food and it's so heavy.
And so
it's
tempting.
It's so heavy.
Just they're sucking on chicken nuggets.
But also as well, when you get like a
ice pop.
When you get like a little old woman as well, who's like 300 years old and she's ordered maybe about a third of the Arctic in terms of frozen goods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I'm looking at her as if to say, can you just pick this up and just put it inside? And she's looking as if to say, can you just come up those steps, you fat cunt? And I'm like, oh, God. You know what I mean? I used to like the ones that would meet me. They'd meet me at the drive and just pick it. I was like, yeah, nice one, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice one. Ones that fucking, mate, there were people that I'd have to literally push it inside. Yeah. And she'd go, like, little old women would be like, can you unload the thing? Can you have
these horrible old bitches.
I used to say, oh, we can't because of COVID. Just like
sake. These little old ladies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lift your own fucking heavy shopping with their frail little
spines.
Well,
how are they meant to get it into the fucking fridge? I'm not doing that as well.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should have helped them out.
You could at least put it on the kitchen counter.
Yeah,
like,
are you mental?
No. Why wouldn't you just be nice to people?
Go fuck yourselves, mate. It's freezing. The shift ends when you finish. I'm not fucking doing overtime because Doris has got frail fucking arms.
But surely it'd take her longer to get it in. And give you the box, give you the crate back than you doing.
Not when I tip it up, mate. Which is
so
what
you just go in their house, tip it over, walk out.
On the drive.
Not go in their house. I used to
on the drive. No, you would just tip it out.
No, literally, I would go up to the door and just sort of like tip it over and in. Be like, it's your problem now, Doris. Go fuck yourself. See you later. See you later, bitch.
So it's not just at comedy clubs that you don't want your customers to be satisfied.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's amazing.
Yeah. What?
I would feel guilty if I did that to a
woman. Oh, fuck off. You're patronising him.
I'm patronising him.
Patronising a woman with one hip.
Yeah. Don't worry. That guy in a wheelchair doesn't need help up the steps. That's patronising.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, these old women who are like fucking 90 years old or whatever.
Uh-huh.
What you got
They've
to remember,
got to learn.
What
you, It'd be good for them.
No, no, no.
Do
no,
some
no.
deadlifts, Doris.
What you got to remember is that these people were alive during the war.
Yeah. Right? And now they're nearly fucking dead.
No, listen. And in the war times, you had to do everything for yourself.
Uh-huh. So they're probably quite tired.
No. That's their mentality is, oh, I'll just have to do it myself. Not like these mollycoddled millennials.
Uh-huh.
Not like the woke karate.
Crying into the Che Guevara t-shirts.
Yeah, so I used to do that. That was a dreadful job. I used to work in a supermarket called Summerfields. I don't know if you have the
I remember that, Summerfields, yeah.
That was dreadful. It was. I got sacked for being sick in the back of the walk-in fridge.
Oh, that's another bit that happens in your script.
Yeah.
You're sick in the supermarket.
He's sick on some halibut, though, script. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
Then that man talks in fish puns for ages.
Yeah.
Okay.
No reason.
I worked at the co-op, I worked at Sainsbury's, but the supermarkets fucking suck.
Yeah, they're dreadful. They're really, really sexist place to work, supermarkets. It was boys in the back lifting stock and putting it on a fucking trolley and just doing that for 8 hours, just going and just stocking shelves, and girls on the tills.
Specialty was facing up, right? So it's like just turning all the tins and that to be facing the same way.
Oh yeah, because you're gangly as shit,
right? And also what I'd do is I'd do it really fucking well, but I'd take ages. So I'd spend like 2 or 3 hours just doing the tins aisle, because I could just sit there and people would leave me alone, because the manager at the end would be like, that's amazing, so it'd be like fucking perfect, but I'd spend ages and I could just sit there and think, and I could sit on a little stool.
Now that's autism.
Well, no, it's like ADHD, but I could focus in and I could just, you know, just ignore everything else, and that was the only way I could get through, was doing like tasks.
Now
like
I had a slightly different approach to facing, which was just turn tins and hope for the best,
right?
So not even looking.
No. Honestly, it's so boring that
Ronaldinho, the no look tinder.
I also used to work at a place, right? There was a call centre, and they made shitty magazines, basically.
Right.
That were like, you know, those magazines that you get delivered to your house that you didn't ask for and you don't want.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the fuck are these? That's what they made, and they sold advertising space in them. Oh, yeah. So a lot of them were like going out to like schools and stuff. And so I would ring.
Was this the like actors' specialty place? Because there's a place in Manchester, there's a call centre that like just hires like actors and comedians and does this exact thing.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, there's a place that just hires comedians. Why does this person at Fessel not work there?
Yeah.
Well, like, be surrounded by comedians.
It sounds like a terrible job, to be honest. But yeah, like they
oh God, it does sound sick. Can you imagine taking your lunch break with those fucking knobheads?
Well, it's mainly like, I went in for an interview with him, and I just didn't want to do it because it sounded awful. But like the whole thing was like, we're very flexible. If you've got an audition, you can just go. So that was the whole thing, you know, like.
I used to work at a similar one, but it only took on students.
Right.
But so it was getting people to do surveys and stuff.
Right.
And me and my mate once didn't go in because it was raining.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't be
honest. I used to sell gas and electricity.
So did I.
To businesses, and it was great.
Mine was to old women.
Right.
Like a British Gas.
Yeah. You've got one of the scummiest CVs in the world.
One day we'll talk about the whole
thing. One day, when you're free of the NDA, we will talk about what a little scumbag you are.
I reckon January we can talk about the proper bit.
I feel like it's almost time for Tom's lovely question, but before we do that, I saw a video on Twitter that is one of my favourite videos that I've ever seen.
Okay.
Now, this here is brilliant. Now, before it starts, just pause it.
God, I have seen this.
You have seen it? My God, we spend too much time on the fucking internet together, don't we?
Uh-huh.
In those chat rooms.
Sure. Well, this is something that went viral.
Have you seen this, Tom?
Let me have a look. I don't think so.
Okay, so I want you to describe what's going on. Play it and describe what's going on.
There's a woman in a white hat and a man with no top on. Looks like they're on a balcony, maybe on holiday.
Yeah.
It's Spanish caption, so they're probably in Spain, maybe.
Okay. I mean, I think it's French, but...
Yeah.
There you go. So what's happened?
So he's lifted her up.
De trois étages.
And he's chucked her over the balcony. Oh!
Yeah, tres étages, that's three stories.
Yeah.
So that was water, right?
Yeah.
It was snow.
Fuck me.
Yeah, so you pause that. It's fucking...
So he just lifts her up, she thinks they're having a picture taken, and he just chucks her over a fucking balcony.
It's insane. Like, there's so many ways that can go wrong. Like,
and then she wasn't even that angry.
Yeah.
She, like, not enough. Half hit him, but then was not smiling. Enough.
It's like,
I mean, I think it's one of those where, have you ever had something happen to you where you go, I am really angry, but it is really funny?
Yeah, also, they've got a camera on
him. I wouldn't have done it with that.
Yeah.
So it shut me off a building.
Yeah, I think this is one that, like, the next day you wake up and go, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I reckon they must have been all jumping off it, so they all knew it was safe.
It's still not safe, especially if you're thrown off it and you're not expecting it, so you land weird. Yeah. Like, that's how you, like, get really fucked up. If you land a bit weird on a leg, you're going to be limping for the rest of your life.
Even at the bit you've paused it there, look at the guy in the background who threw her off. Look how happy he is.
Pissing himself, yeah. I know, yeah.
It's like, such a gangster move. Just, like, if you chuck her off.
If you look at, like, the other balconies...
Yeah.
There's a lot of space where she could have hit the other balcony. Oh, easily. Look at that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, she just catch that lip. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good one.
I think it's terrifying and you shouldn't do that to women.
I think it's really funny.
Okay.
Only because no one's ever going to lift you.
Yeah. He's never been more safe from a prank. The only way you could do that to Freddie would be push him through the side of the balcony like the Kool-Aid man.
I'm never going to get a balcony again, just in case someone picks me up.
Oh, Clint Margera's on a balcony. I am safe.
If you're enjoying the show, get on Patreon and give us some money. We deserve it. You've liked it, so we deserve money. That's how that works. Welcome to capitalism. Go to patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. It's £3 a month and you get loads of extra stuff. We put out an extra episode every week, which is often even worse than the main episode. If you want to watch all the videos that we get sent in, the only way to do that is to be a Patreon and go on our Discord and enter the dark room that is members only, because if not, we'll get in loads of trouble. So if you want to support the podcast, keep us going and lose £3 a month and get on Patreon. Cheers.
Let's have a look at your lovely question, Tom.
Yeah. Okay, there's no graphic today.
What?
No graphic.
We'll just have to imagine a shit riddle.
Okay.
Oh, like, how was that Harold Shipman? There was
a hair,
there
was and an then old an man. Open,
and then a ship.
Oh, and then would have done man. Harold from Neighbours.
Yeah, right.
So tricky, and you want to go straight away.
Yeah, then a ship and a man.
No, I would have done some chips.
For fuck's sake. This is why they're shit. It's ship. It's already a word.
Yeah, but that's too easy. You don't want it too easy. We need content.
So you make a different word instead.
Why would you use chip when ship exists?
It's going to be too easy.
It's like when you type ill in your phone and it autocorrects to aisle. Yeah. And it's like, no, I typed a real word.
Yeah. There's got to be a trick to it, hasn't there?
No.
And then I would use Manny Pacquiao, probably.
You would have used Manny Pacquiao.
That's his name, Manny. Oh no, Manny. So from, would have had
Bishop.
Family.
Bishop Chip Manny. And we would have had to get Harold Shipman from there. You haven't even done one and you've managed to make me furious.
See, this is why I enjoy your lovely questions, because I have such a low base level of happiness. whereas yours is much higher. Sure. So the idea, the notion of a lovely question is enough
already made me furious.
Also, you over the edge.
I'm not sure if people listening or watching even enjoy the graphics. So I'm going to do a poll.
Right.
And see who wants them and who doesn't. If okay. you comment, though, to remind me, because I'll forget. And then I might stop making them, maybe.
All right.
Because they do take some time.
Yeah, I imagine because they
not loads
take
of time,
your
the
time and
shit.
Effort. People about want them to stay.
They take me about 10 minutes.
Right. Well, keep wasting that time.
All right. This one is from Cameron Stevenson.
Thanks, Cameron.
Sounds like a Scottish name to me.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a ticket to Glasgow, Cameron.
Yeah, please, and bring about 150 mates.
If your life was a video game, what would the cheat codes give you?
All right. Okay. Well, I can tell you how you'd have to input them. Up, down, left, right, finger up the bum.
If my life was a video game, what sort of cheat codes would I get?
What would you like cheat codes to give you in your shit?
Yours would be like, you know when Mario eats a mushroom and becomes invulnerable, or like the star. He's like, that'd be you with a poached egg. And it'd be like...
I'd love...
Smashing through walls.
I'd love that mushroom that makes you taller. Because I also love mushrooms.
I always wanted... Oh, God.
What are you about to say? Say it.
Oh, God.
It makes you feel bad. You've got to say it.
I always wanted to have Bernard's watch when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I quite like the idea of stopping time and molesting people.
When you was a kid...
Even when I was about 15, I thought it was quite sexy.
You thought it was sexy?
What, to stop time and grab tits?
To stop time and assault people.
Essentially assaulting mannequins.
Yeah.
Do you not think that's sexy?
No.
I think consent is sexy.
Oh, fuck right off. Yeah. Fuck right off. I've seen your search history.
You haven't. And also, what would that mean?
It's so it doesn't say women who consent.
Yeah.
That would be the worst one.
Women who don't consent is what I'm putting in Google.
So your plan was
stop time, go around. Diddly diddly
diddly. No, grab some tits.
Just tits.
Yeah, maybe ass.
Yeah. You wouldn't finger him.
No.
That's where you draw a line.
Giving them pleasure.
So you're just grabbing.
Yeah.
You're not shagging him.
Like someone like...
I imagine I'd get bored and...
So there's
like any drug,
like Groundhog Day. It's going to get worse as you go on. So like eventually there's going to be people who there's not a, like they don't notice anything's happened. Obviously they don't know time stopped, but it just suddenly comes dribbling out of them.
Yeah,
right.
How's that not sexy?
That's not sexy. That's rape.
That's not rape.
It's rape.
It's basically Rehypnol.
Do you know what it is?
It's what Cosby did.
Do you know what
it's the
is?
Exact same as Cosby. They didn't have those 8 hours.
Do you know what it is? I think I've found a way to rape without the effort.
You found a lazier rape. You're like, I want to do a rape, but I don't want to struggle.
Oh, my God.
There is a real...
How disappointed does Tom look at me right now?
There is a real worrying bleakness at the core of your sexuality.
I'm just trying to work out...
14.
I'm just trying to work out, would you go somewhere where someone's already having sex or they're already in the position? Or just about to have sex?
No, it'd just be like in town, I'd stop time and I'd grab some arse.
Oh, right.
And then I'd go about my day.
So you're not shagging?
Much more sinister.
No, I'm not shagging, I'm just grabbing.
Just grabbing.
I'm 14. Come on, I bet you fantasise about weird stuff. When you were
that was
14.
Such a desperate Hail Mary to get it off
was,
you then.
It was.
I bet you had something else that would take attention off me.
Just in a conversational Brett Favre.
Yeah, no, when I was 14, my fantasy was a woman touching my dick. Yeah. It was like, you
a
know.
A woman talking to me.
Yeah, it didn't get that complicated. I was just like, just anything.
I
like,
can't help it if you're a vanilla
I didn't
bitch.
Have specific scenarios. I just wanted to not be a virgin.
Also, I wasn't watching Bernard's Watch when I was 14.
Yeah, that's like a fucking 9-year-old's TV program.
No, but
program.
You were aware
you were
of
already
it.
A fucking paedophile. When you were watching the programme.
You were aware of it. I just thought Bernard...
Oh, I'd love to wank on the Queen's nose. That's you.
Do you know you'd still get a wish for that?
What, if you just jizzed on the Queen's nose?
Because how can it tell between
well,
a thumb
Well, when you're
and...
trying to rub the cum off, you would.
What if you run a wish? What? I just wanted a clean coin.
What if you rub it with your dick?
How does the Queen's nose know that it's you? It's
a magic fucking coin, mate. That's how it knows. It's magic. I don't know if there's that much of a backstory to this children's TV program from the 90s.
Hang on, that's your index finger. Thumbs only, please.
Why did Badger love mashed potato? It's not that level.
Badgers don't normally eat mashed potato. Yeah,
you don't need to analyse it to that level, mate. Just because it was a little sexual fantasy.
Why didn't Bernard shag that shopkeeper?
When I thought, like, obviously, like, that was part of the thing of Bernard's Watch. It was like a wish fulfillment thing. But I think when we all watched it, it was like, oh, I could go to the tuck shop and have as many sweets as I wanted.
Yeah, but Bernard was a proper prick about it. And right. he just used it to skip the queue. And he still paid for all his sweets.
Fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, none of it, I don't know if a lot of people, let us know in the comments if you always also fantasized about raping people whilst they were stopped in time.
Oh,
what would you do?
Please don't if you did.
Please, please comment on that because can you imagine? There will be people.
Comment,
who,
raped or run raped? No, don't. Please don't. That'll destroy us in the algorithm.
They've said it now. They're going to do it.
There will be people.
They keep saying unbummed.
There will be people who look at the comments before they watch the video. And I love the idea that people go, I agree with Freddie. I would. Stop time and rape people. And everyone's like, what kind of show are we in for today?
I mean, it's a pretty apt description. If they don't, if they like that, they will like the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, it does really get you a flavour of what's happening here. Deeply worrying what a little pervert you are.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Horrible little pervert.
I've got perverse sexual fantasies.
Yeah.
That's like what
we're saying. We all listen.
You can't say that in court.
Hey,
come on. We've all wanted to.
Listen.
I just dared to dream.
Listen,
paedophilia. I've just got perverse sexual fantasies.
Listen, my base level.
Yeah.
of consent.
Just different.
He gets caught outside the Aldi. He's like, guys, we've all got perverse sexual fantasies.
Yeah. So you're looking at it the wrong way. We've all got a base level, right?
We've all got kinks.
What do you think the age of consent is, Freddie? We've all got a base level.
Are there any other lovely questions?
Yeah. I think we might have been asked this one. If you're in the middle of a human centipede, who would you choose to be in front of and who would you be behind you? That's
all right,
Michael
that's
Brindley.
Quite a nice one.
I mean, I'd answer that one.
No, I don't think so.
That's Michael Brindley, which sounds like a Scottish name, which I think you should go to Glasgow, Michael Brindley.
Yeah. And I've
you were going to say that for anything, weren't you? Yeah.
Well, no, I only did it because of Cameron Stevenson, and now I'm just going to do it for everyone.
Yeah.
John Gibbons, Connor O'Neill, Adam Taylor, you might be up next.
Wow, we have a lot of straight white male fans, don't we?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How do you know the white, and how do you know the straight?
Well, sorry,
Chris O'Neill, right.
Connor O'Neill.
Literally Caucasian McWhitey.
Might not be straight, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know, absolutely no idea whether they like dick or not.
I heard he really does like
it. Fair enough. So this one, right. So I've got to choose a human centipede, someone in front of me, someone behind me.
Yeah,
in front of me, Rita Ora, behind me, Freddie.
Are we choosing it for
sex? Because I quite enjoy it, you know, in that way.
Yeah, actually.
I'm getting a lot out of it then, to be honest, because I would gladly stick my ass around Rita Ora's shit pipe.
Yeah, but all the time.
All the time, mate.
Yeah, but you wouldn't enjoy anyone's all the time. You've got to at least pick somebody.
I would be 100% committed to that. I'd be licking it clean.
I think that you've got it right, that in front of you it has to be a pop star, and behind you it has to be which... You or
right, it's just someone that is funny to shit in their mouth,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I would never stop laughing at you being like every time it'd make me laugh. Yeah.
But the problem is, if I had you wedged to my arse, it'd make me bigger than I wanted to be. Like, I'd feel like the chain would be too long,
right? You're adding another few miles with my intestines,
exactly. And I don't really want that, so
I'm quite inconvenient to lumber
because you're going
to
die first, right?
The back, probably, yeah,
yeah,
because you're getting the least nutrients.
So, when you die, I'm hauling 6'7" around,
yeah,
so that's not what I want.
Sure,
if anything, you would want Tom.
Yeah. I'll happily lie there and take the hit though. Once you've died, and I've got a giant fucking 18 stone sack coming out of my anus, essentially, like I'm giving birth, like a fucking Black Widow spider with my egg sack. Like, at that point, I will just lie there and accept death and take
also
it from Rita Ora's stinky
body. It's the person at the front that's doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd quite like to shit in James Corden's mouth.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
James Corden,
I get the
instinct.
Yeah,
James Corden would probably be at the back.
The problem
make
is
a change from it going the other way.
He can still be annoying silently though. James Corden, like, you know, he could still do one of his little dance moves or something, and it'd annoy me so much I'd rip my own ass off.
Do you think he would do a lot of dance moves?
I think he would. He'd still be going, aha! He can't help it. So maybe if a camera was on him, then he'd fucking snap
and
into
at the
it.
Front for me, either Zendaya or Connie Hook,
the thinking man's crumpet.
Yeah. Oh, I like Connie Hook.
Yeah.
What about Connie Hook at the front and Charlie Brooker at the back? Split up a marriage.
That was a threesome.
Yeah.
I would go. Do you remember Nikki Graham?
Yeah.
From Big Brother.
You mean the one who's dead?
Yeah, of anorexia.
Yeah.
Doesn't eat very much.
The man's thinking.
Oh, no,
you've got to admit,
no,
that's a strategy.
No.
That's a strategy.
No, you no.
And all he's got to do is muffle, go, you're looking pretty fat.
Yeah.
Grab onto her hips, like, oh, these are wide.
Fat bitch.
Out of the way, fatty.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Down in front.
Before you sew me on, does it have to be to this fat bitch's ass?
Christ, you're going to need more needle and thread.
Every time we're walking anyway, I go...
It's probably not needle and thread.
No, probably
not.
Not
needle and thread.
Yeah, they're doing it like a patchwork quilt.
Who would you have behind you?
I don't know.
Who's your enemies, Tom?
I don't have any enemies. I'm just a happy
you
guy.
You do. You have enemies. Come on.
Oh, Robert Jenrick.
Who the fuck is Robert
Jenrick? He was Minister of Levelling Up, and he fucked everyone over about the cladding thing.
Oh, fucking
it's
hell.
Pretty boring.
Welcome
let
to the Now Show.
Let it go, question time. Come on.
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't have any enemies. Michael Owen.
Michael Owen is a cunt, actually. I'd like to shut his mouth.
Yeah.
Did you?
He's not that big
as well.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, he's little as well. He's
yeah.
Did you see? Right, this fucked me off yesterday. You know Annie Aluko?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's commentating on some of the World Cup things.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, she made a mistake, didn't she?
Look, she's not great at it, right? There's some female commentators who are quite good. I think that whenever Emma Hayes is on...
She's brilliant.
She's brilliant.
Alex Scott.
I also think Alex Scott is quite good.
Lucy Wood.
Well, sorry?
Lucy Wood, there's Laura Wood as well, but like Lucy Wood's great.
I'm not a fan of Laura Wood. Mm. Lucy Wood, I don't know, but there's some that are good, right? Annie Aluko's a bit shit,
yeah.
Right? Now, she said the other day, Richarlison has scored 19 goals in 40 games for Brazil,
yeah.
And that's about a goal a game.
Yeah.
Now...
It's not.
No.
It's, yeah. But she just missed out the word other, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah, she says a goal every game. She means a goal every other game. It's a slip of the tongue.
People on Twitter, rightly so, chopped it up and went, "Whee!" Yeah. And then Ian Wright, you fucking pussy hole, was like, "Oh, this is disgusting. Oh, if you can't handle women being in the game, then... It's like, oh, do go fuck yourself, Ian Wright. It was somebody that made a mistake.
Anti-Ian Wright take.
And we all shit on her, just like we do with every fucking commentator when they get something wrong. It's not a gender thing. You're making it a gender thing, so everyone looks at you and goes, oh, what a great guy Ian Wright is. No, fuck off. She made a daft mistake. She gets poured over the coals for it. That's why she gets paid 200 grand a fucking year. Yeah. Chill out.
She is also a Tory, so fuck her.
What, Annie Aluko?
Yeah, she's a Tory. Yeah.
Really?
Fuck her, yeah. Yeah, say no, pile on. Have fun.
Yeah. I think you should have a go at any commentator that makes a mistake. Like, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
But
it is mad how many commentators are fucking shit at it, innit? When you think about how hard they make it look, like being a pundit, when it's literally just talking about football. Like, and all you got to do is not be annoying. Everyone loves Ali McCoy so much just because he seems like he's enjoying himself.
Nicky exactly, Richards.
Yeah.
He just looks dead happy to be invited.
Exactly. Just
Danny Murphy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Keown. It's like, did someone fucking kidnap you and bring you to this game?
The worst one for me was
Souness.
Yeah, Souness is awful.
I've never seen Graeme Souness go, you know, I'm just really enjoying the game.
But I prefer Souness because he's angry at performances, whereas Mark Lawrenson just seems angry that he's there. Yeah.
Do you know what, as well, I've never seen a commentator say recently, I've never seen them go, do you know what, I've changed my mind on this player, they're really good.
McCoist does it. McCoist is
very rare.
McCoist did it earlier in the talk. I can't remember who it was, but he literally, at the start of the game, he's like, I've not seen much for him to say I'm that convinced, to be honest. And he had a great game. And he's like, you know what? Egg on my face, blah, 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 you know? Yeah.
There's a few people at the moment who are constantly getting shit because Martinez, when he came to Old Trafford, people go, oh, he's too short to be a centre-back or whatever. And he's been... up there with the best defenders in the world since he's come over. He's been exceptional. And rather than people going...
I mean, he still can't get in the Argentina team, but sure, one of the best in the
should
world.
Be
he literally saved them from going through, but whatever.
You know, but... One of the best in the world, though. Carry on.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
He is one of the best in the world.
He's not one of the best in Argentina.
Phil Foden couldn't get into the England team at the beginning of this. Is he not one of the best in the world?
Yeah, no. He's very good. I don't know if I'd go one of the best in the world.
I think he's a world class player, Phil Foden. Okay.
Yeah, not everyone likes football, so it's boring.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's boring. It's boring for this part. I love football.
Yeah,
but
we'll talk about what we fucking want, Tom. Shut the fuck up.
We talked about this for 3 minutes. Yeah.
Shut up.
Shut up,
you little
Tom.
Weasel.
I just want to talk about...
Fuck me, look at him.
I want to talk about Rafe again.
Right. I'll tell you who's the bottom of my human centrepiece.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, convenience carry around. Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about nothing but football.
Yeah.
Also, I like eating, so...
Yeah. I'm never eating crisps.
No, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have crisps, and I'm going to put them close to my mouth, and I'm just going to smash them on my thigh. And I'm going to brush the dust off near your face so all the dust gets in your eyes, but you'll never be able to taste crisps again.
I'd smell them, won't I?
What?
I'd smell them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd smell them.
You're not going to be smelling anything over Freddy's anus. That is going to be an overpowering aroma.
Yeah. I'd love it. We get to hang him out more. And
he's too happy.
It's unreal.
Get your base level down.
Yeah, be more miserable.
Are there any videos before we go? We've not watched a video in a couple of weeks.
I haven't, no.
There's no videos. Well,
yeah, there is, but there's loads, but I haven't queued them up. I didn't know we were doing anything.
Send them in if you can.
You've sent some stuff, though, haven't you, Rob?
Yeah, I sent a couple of things. I sent a couple of fun fight videos.
Send us your dirty videos to 07520.
We've got absolutely tons, and I could have some in 2 minutes. We've got loads. But,
no, I just mean, I'm just plugging it, you know, podcasts plug things. So there's two fights here. One of them's called Pool Fight, and one of them's called Bum Fight.
Yeah, which one do you want?
I like... You know how they say that you should wait an hour after eating before you go swimming?
Yeah.
That's also the same with bumming.
Right.
So let's go with pool first, get it out of the way, and then we'll bum afterwards.
Well, is it pool as in swimming pool or snooker?
It's swimming.
Swimming, mate.
Swimming pool. Which is it's clear, it's in some sort of holiday resort. And it's a fucking...
poolside dad fight.
It's fucking
I
class.
Love a dad fight.
Mate, it's great. Two old silverbacks go into war.
Let's have a look. This video here is two old dads at a pool.
Yeah.
And they're going to knock the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
And... oh, my God. Pause it. Pause it.
Closer.
Pause it. You can just press space bar and it'll immediately pause.
I pressed space bar and it didn't work. Oh. And that's why it took a little while.
I apologise. It's Rob's shit laptop.
I don't think it is.
You just click on the button and it works.
That was from the guy. So there's two people here. One in sort of teal green shorts and one in like a grey.
Both in like Matalan special shorts.
Yeah. The guy at the beginning... in the green shorts, throws the slowest right hand.
Mate, he punches like I do in my dreams.
Honestly, that's the slowest right hook I've ever seen.
It's like it's been slowed down, isn't it?
Look at this.
To the extent that the old dad just dodges it easily, completely slips it.
If that old dad had had his wits about him, he would have got up and chinned him, no problem at all then.
The uppercut was there. He was left that it hanging guy, out.
I'm calling it now that the grey shorts is going to win.
Right. I've seen the video, so who are you betting on, Tom?
Now you've gone grey, I'm going to have to go green, aren't I?
Right, I think...
Green has the clear weight and size advantage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
clear weight and size advantage.
Green is very slow.
Very slow.
And has the balance of pissed fucking gorilla.
Yeah,
he does look pissed, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's carry on. Oh, he's got one in.
Clocked him.
Green's got one in.
Hasn't really rocked him, though.
Missed again, though.
Slips another one. And then he goes, stop. He goes, he dummies an elbow there. He's like, stop, I'm walking away. Oh, and he kicks back off again.
Oh!
Go on, Greeny.
Look at those slaps. So shit. But he's got the leg! He's got him down!
Oh,
it's a takedown for Gray.
Don't
taking
tell
some
me.
Damage.
Don't tell me this very old man is going to use his BJJ.
He throws him... There's a little judo throw. And there we go. So basically what happens is Green's better on the feet, but when it gets to the mat, Gray's got it covered.
I think it's embarrassing for both of them.
It is hilariously
bad,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I assume they're with their kids, probably.
Yeah. Whilst we're here, I did say judo throw. I do have to apologise to the judo community for my previous slander of judo.
Yeah, because you said it was ineffective.
I said it was one of the... I thought it was one of the bullshit martial arts. Turns out, no, it's not. It's one of the good ones, and judo people are going to kick my ass. So,
I think judo. That
they're going to throw you around.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to flip me over.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just looks stupid.
If you are somebody who is into judo, and you see Rob out and about, I think the only thing to do to let him know his lesson is to just grab hold of him and throw him over until further notice.
Wait, he's on a balcony.
I would say if you see Freddie, don't try and throw him. You'll do your back in.
And you'll do your facing because I'll twat you, you judo cunt.
I mean, if you thought green shorts was a slow throw... like, you move like erosion.
Erosion.
Yeah.
In 1,000 years, he's going to absolutely twat you. Do you want to see?
I punch so slowly, climate change scientists measure it.
When we went to school, my mate Craig, we had to write love poems using like similes and metaphors and stuff.
Right.
He said, if I was the sea and you were a cliff, I would erode you because you're too fat. It's stuck with me for 20 years.
Warrington poetry.
To be honest with you, that'd be such the funniest sex talk. Is that what you're going to do to me? I'm going to erode you.
Yeah. I'm going to take you to the gym. I'm going to get you on a treadmill.
My dick's going to erode that pussy. Like waves crashing up against the shoreline.
I'm going to knock some fossils out of you.
Show me your sedimentary layer.
Oh, you dirty bitch. Dirty geography talk.
I'm going to find some Roman pottery in you. There better not be a house too close to your edge.
I'm going to excavate your puss.
I'm going to get Tony Robinson round to have a little look.
Right, let's bum fight.
Yeah.
Is it bummers as in homeless people or bums?
Well, let's find
people's
out.
People's bums.
I think homeless people.
I think asses.
Hey, maybe there was a cheeky double meaning.
Maybe.
What, homeless people's asses are going to fight?
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
So, right, again, let's place our bets.
Pause.
So, we have got on one side a guy who looks maybe Middle Eastern. Maybe. I don't know. It's very blurry, quite hard to tell.
There's a light skin guy and a dark skin guy.
He's got a sharp beard that lends me to think Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Wow, that is racist.
No, just Middle Eastern people have quite sharp beards usually.
There's a guy here in pyjamas.
Yeah, there's a guy in pyjamas in the background. But like the possibly Middle Eastern guy, don't know, is fighting a black guy. He's got some dreads. And the black guy's a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Who are we going for?
So I am going to go for Middle Eastern guy via a submission.
Okay.
I'm going to go
because they all know grappling, don't they, over there?
Right. I don't know if he's like a Nurmagomedov.
No, but you said Middle Eastern sharp beard. They all do that wrestling.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Am I wrong? Thank you.
Yes. I reckon dreadlocks guy is going to know judo.
Okay.
So he's going to get twatted.
Because it looks stupid.
But if...
There we go. Right. Yeah. Bang. Yeah. Bang.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
Pajama guy got slammed.
Oh, it's 2-on-2 now.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's just a white guy, this guy. Anyway.
Oh! Oh.
His bum's out.
His bum fell out. It's game over. His mate comes and takes him away. Basically, what happens is the black guy gets chinned, falls over, his trousers fall down, and his whole ass comes out.
Oh, yeah.
It's you've lost the fight at that point, haven't you? He just catches him with a counter. Oh! And it's game over. It's so clean as well. How his ass pops out.
His whole bum comes out.
Whole bum. So he's a little bit dazed. He tries to gather himself, but his mate's like, nah, your ass has come out. It's over.
Imagine losing a fight, your ass is out, and then it goes viral.
Yeah. This is the worst way you could lose a fight. This is worse than getting just fully sparked out, I think.
Oh, yeah.
If you just get fully sparked out twitching on the floor, people feel bad for you. If you get sparked and your ass comes out, you're a joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like any time where your ass comes out or your dick flops... Actually, if your dick flops out of a fight...
Depends how big your dick is. If you get a little, if your little dick comes out in a fight, embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
If someone accidentally debags you in a fight and you've got a hammer, that can turn public opinion your way.
Oh, yeah. It won't turn the fight. You won't win the battle.
No, but people will be like, he might have got smacks, but fair play.
But if you've got a big dick and you've got a hard on,
then it's weird again. If you've got an erection, it's weird again. It's like he's enjoying this fight too much. It's like Freddie Quinn's search history.
And then if you get knocked out and you come, that's game over.
Really bad. Yeah. If you get punched in, you're like,
and your dick's out and you just see it.
It's just a little moist patch.
Imagine that fight. You're like, oh, God, he's losing. Oh, but he's got his dick out. Oh, but it's erect. Oh, but he's knocked out and he's jizzed everywhere.
Yeah. Seems like that wasn't what he was hoping was happened.
Yeah. That's why he started the fight.
Yeah.
That sounds like Captain Bendy's plan.
bad that though, isn't it? You haven't been punched so hard your ass came out. I haven't.
No.
No, never happened to me. I always wear a belt, though.
Well, this is it. When you're a larger man, you learn very quickly that belts are your friends.
Sure. Yeah, you never trust an elasticated waist.
Well, this is it, because your things are, is number one, you can wear very tight pants and hope for the best. But anytime you move, arse is going to get shown because the pants are so tight they don't move.
Yeah.
Or you can wear baggy pants if you can find them. And then there's a belt issue.
If the circus supply shop has any left.
Freddie, do you remember when Rob was late and I was sat over there and we were talking about the time when that girl wanted to twat me in school?
Yeah.
Well, I was hanging around with her brother the other day and I thought I could tell him about what happened on the podcast and we could arrange that fight, but I shit out and didn't do it.
Did you?
Well, you're going to arrange a fight with someone you nearly had a fight with years ago?
Yeah, but it was a girl that wanted to twat me in school.
And right, and you're like, you're ready for the fight now?
No, I was
you've been in training for 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, like old boy.
Yeah.
His prison cell, twatting the wall.
Yeah.
Except for the bit where he couldn't lift his arm up because he only had one lung. That bit's not in old boy, is it? You're very easy to defeat in a fight, to be honest, Tom. You've got a lot of weak points.
Yeah.
Just jab like that in your scar.
Do you reckon it would be physically possible for you to knock Rob out?
Yeah.
I mean, not unless he had like a step.
No. Because,
oh, yeah. You'd have to be sat down.
Can you actually reach up to hit him?
I don't know if you could punch me in the face.
I could punch you in the face.
I mean, not if I do this.
I could punch you in the chin.
Right, if I have to stand, if I stood perfectly still like this, then yes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If I'm aware it's going to happen, it's not happening.
I think you'd have to jump up.
I'd hold your arm's length like Scrappy do, just punch you in the bollocks.
I think you'd have to jump up and hit him like Ryu.
Yeah, he's going to have to do a Superman punch.
Yeah. I'd do an uppercut.
Yeah.
I went boxing this morning, actually.
Yeah, did you?
The boxing finish.
A little boxer size with the girls.
Yeah. With the mums.
It's a little double. You start off with a bit of light zumba, then we go into the boxer size. Call on me.
Touch me. Just push me. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I can reckon I could punch Rob.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to. He's my friend.
Yeah.
I'll punch you, Freddy.
Freddy's an easier target as well. He's not going to move as quickly.
Yeah, more to hit.
No, but I just absorb it.
Yeah. Like Homer Simpson with the cannonball.
Yeah, and the boxing.
Or the boxing.
Yeah. The thick layer of lard around his skull absorbs the
Homer
blood.
Homer Simpson syndrome. Yeah. Freddy's the only other person to have Homer Simpson syndrome.
Yeah, I have a syndrome that's not even named after me.
And most people do as well.
I tell you what, guys, I cannot wait to listen back to this podcast.
It's going to be a real treat for you.
Oh, man, should we call it?
I'm hoping that your next Spotify, you know how a lot of people listen to the episodes twice?
Yeah.
That you listen to more minutes of this than we've actually recorded.
I'd kill myself. I'd full on kill myself.
Yeah. I mean, I would after yours this year. But, you know, I guess we've got different base levels. If you've enjoyed this, get on Patreon.
Patreon.com/deadmentalkpod.
We've put loads
in the last
of
week,
there.
Right, if you're a patron, in the last week, you will have had an extra
last
episode.
Last week, as we recorded this.
Yeah, as we recorded this.
Yeah, so about two or three
in
weeks
the last
ago.
Week, you would have had a wrestling special. Yeah.
Which was class.
On Monday. You'll have had an extra episode, which was the script read-through.
Which was
on
amazing.
Tuesday. Yeah.
It was 2 hours long.
Over 2 hours of pure bullying Freddy. Yeah.
And you'll have had pre-sale early access tickets on the Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, just in a week.
And you throw it back in our face, Glasgow. Yeah. So get on Patreon, it's £3 a month.
I hope nobody else buys a Glasgow ticket and you just have to do it in front of four people.
Well, we've sold four
we've
more
sold
now,
four
so
we're
on eight now.
So egg on your face, yeah.
All right.
That's 8 Glaswegians.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that, you know, holds how many?
I might have bought 4.
Right, good. Cheers, mate.
Thought we was buying mince pies.
Yeah. And what else do we need to plug? Oh, yeah, come see us on tour. Yeah, go to deadmentalkpod.com for the tickets. Yeah. Buy merch as well. We've got merch.
Literally.
Really class merch.
If you go to the website, deadmentalkpod.com, it's now a one-stop shop for all of this. You can buy your merch there. You can buy your tour tickets there.
You know, website.
You can buy live shows.
There's a funny way of putting your email in.
There's a funny example.
Let's not say that.
Box.
Let's leave that as a little,
little Easter egg. Very nice.
But if you're new to the internet, you're going to really enjoy these websites.
I think the internet's going to be big this year.
I think it's going to really blow up.
Yeah, I can't wait to surf the net more.
Just go to www.
Hey, don't forget http://.
www.deadmentalkpod.com.
Yes, go there.
You two are cunts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're all cunts.
Yeah. Sorry, says the time-travelling rapist over there.
So, I smell a sitcom. It's the time-travelling rapist.
As long as he doesn't write it.
The time-travelling transitioning rapist. He transitions through time. He transitions through gender.
What gender is he going to rape today?
Here's a question for you.
He'll go to a time when they call the gender bender.
Here's a question for you. If you could go back in time, if you genuinely had a time-travelling device and you could go back any time to have sex with somebody.
Right.
What
70s
era?
Debbie Harry.
Oh, I'd go to 9 months before Rob was born and then fuck off. And it turned out I was your dad all the time.
Try and break his dad's record. Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe dad's a time traveller.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he's just in the future. That's where he went.
All the past.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I'll look for him there.
Oh, don't do that. I don't want to be found, obviously. Wouldn't come.
Imagine if he's at one of the dates. Oh, imagine if he's one of the eight at Glasgow. Oh, my God.
He's bought himself a ticket and seven for his other kids.
Honestly, if that happened, I would never... I think I'd reach peak happiness there.
Yeah. There you go. You'd have a new base level.
It would change my base level. Yeah. It'd be so good. It'd change my base level.
If your dad got in touch today, would you let him have a free ticket if he asked for one?
No. Hang no. about. No as well.
He owes me like 20 years of birthday presents. He could get fucked.
Would you give him a free ticket if it meant that he would come?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. I'd buy his ticket.
Well, if you are listening, Rob's dad, go to Freddie first.
Go, honestly, Rob's dad, yeah. If you're listening to this, find me on Instagram at Freddie Quinn. Send me a message.
Would be weird if he was listening and I'd made it this far into an episode.
Well, he's a big Freddie fan.
He's sure. Yeah.
He was mass. He loved Pigoted.
Yeah.
He was the second biggest listener behind Freddie. Do you reckon you were the biggest listener on Pigoted?
I must have been. Anyway, thanks for listening. Rob's dad, please get in touch.
Thanks for listening, Freddie. That's just for you in future. Cheers, mate.
Such a prick. We'll see you next week. Fuck off.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.